It is currently just about 15 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. A couple of guests in the studio today. Our guests today include Matt Hahn and Jerome Lewis from Thumbworks in Marlette. They have branch offices in Huron County and all the counties they serve. And they're part of Michigan Works, the agency from the state that's trying to help people find jobs and have a better life. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure being a guest on your program, Craig.
I called you initially because I had seen some information coming in. You have a number of programs coming up and are ongoing programs, so I think we'll kind of just jump into it. But basically, Thumbworks, did I describe it right, or is there more to it than what I said?
Well, a little more to it than what you said. Number one, a lot of folks think that we deal with folks that have eligibility requirements when, for the most part, we have a lot of services and programs for the general public and really tailored for the general public. It's true, we help train people to find employment and job search tips and interview tips and things, but it goes broader than that, Craig. We are actually providing economic development services to business startups, help maintaining business in the area, and so it's a combination of two things, the businesses that need the workers and the workers that need the businesses in order to be employed. So we try to satisfy both of those needs for the four-county area, Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola.
Sound like essential services in a down economy. Has the state seen that and seen fit to keep you funded enough to go?
Well, the state has certainly seen some, you know, we've experienced our shares of cuts.
I think every agency had to take some last year.
Yes, very true. And but we are fortunate. We were able to maintain our existing programming, plus add some new ideas with the funds that we had. And we're hopefully as strong as ever. We feel as strong as ever with some of the services that we have. So really no need to cut back on anything. We'll keep our creative mind juices flowing, Craig.
When I called your boss, we were talking about the school-to-school I've Got a Better Idea Challenge. Information had come to me on that, and I was kind of intrigued, and I thought that'd be where we'd start today.
Well, thank you. This has turned out to be a very exciting time for all of the schools as well as the Thumbworks agency. It's actually in celebration of National Entrepreneurs Week in America and as Michigan and in Michigan as well, rather, as proclaimed by Governor Rick Snyder. And it's really a week of celebration for American entrepreneurs. And last year, we decided that even kids, high school students, everybody is a latent entrepreneur, so to speak. And we know that there are some great ideas out there with our high school students, but they just don't have an opportunity to express them. So we tossed out a challenge to the schools last year with our I've Got a Better Idea Challenge, to have them meet in one locale and to do an 8 to 10 minute presentation in a competition style to see what school or schools were judged to have the better workable ideas that they had come up with. And last year we had 7 schools participating. This year we actually have 19. So we've seen quite a draw on it. And this event, Craig, is going to be held on Thursday, February 23rd, as part of National Entrepreneurship Week. And it's going to be right in our administrative office in Marlette. As I had said, each school is going to have 5 to 8 minutes to pitch their unique idea to a special panel of judges. It's not Thumbworks folks. It's a combination of folks that are representatives of business creation, procurement, a lot of different lines. And
is there like a pre-filtering to this? The school will see what all the kids have come up with and try and pick the best idea they think they can move forward? Or
I'm sure that that's something that's within each school, and that's kind of their screening process. We don't have anything to do with the actual screening process of what students are going to be presenting what idea. So it's a surprise to us as well when we hear it for the first time. But some of the ideas, it's either a new business or product idea. a way to improve learning in schools, a business expansion idea that can create jobs, community involvement ideas, just a number of different things. And really, there is no limit or restrictions on within limits, of course, of what they can present with their I've Got a Better Idea challenge.
And Craig, just, you know, give you a couple of examples from last year. And I guess when we talk about entrepreneurship, you know, most people think that involves, you know, starting a business. And that doesn't necessarily have to be the case.
Michigan, you know, entrepreneurs, you think of Henry Ford. These
absolutely.
But
there's
smaller businesses and smaller ideas that have ballooned to be something that's in every house.
Yep. And there are entrepreneurs who do start businesses. There are intrapreneurs who actually propose and make changes within existing corporations and companies. But it's really all about, you know, coming up with some ideas, having some foresight, and really the wherewithal and the courage to actually try and make some changes that are going to have some beneficial impacts, both for business and for community type things. So it's just great. And there are some kids in our local schools, high schools, that they have some fabulous ideas. And they need a venue, something creative, an outlet where they can put these ideas, you know, kind of out into the marketplace. The kids in the Unionville Seawing Area School District actually started a coffee shop right inside the school. It is a business model. It generates revenue. It's awesome. These kids learn, you know, what it takes to run a business and the commitments that it takes. And at the end of the day, you need to turn a profit to stay in business. It's excellent. Kids from the Ubley High School actually came up with an idea to develop a internal vacuum system for an automobile. And they have actually went as far as applying for a patent for that, and you know, whether that's accepted or rejected, it's in process right now. And you know, so that these kids have some just fantastic ideas, and we love to sit and listen, because again, you don't know what to expect, but we do have an advisor that we send into the schools who can act kind of as a mentor to help them, you know, coach them a little bit with some of their ideas. And But they pull a team together at the schools, and the schools, some of them have really jumped on and done some great things, give some great opportunities to the kids, something that is not traditionally, you know, necessarily in a, you know, curriculum. So it's a great opportunity.
And it's a great motivator for kids. I mean, to see, you know, a lot of times I think adults don't even listen to their ideas. I think they're...
Yeah.
Kids and what's going to happen, and to have somebody actually, you know, say, hey, you got a good idea here, would be a positive. And even if it doesn't develop into anything, it gives them the good feeling, the positive to move forward and propose other ideas as they go through life and their work experience.
Yep, Craig, you mentioned Henry Ford. You know, of course, a great innovator. You know, in the state of Michigan, and really in a lot of respects put Michigan on the national and international map. One of the prizes for the schools who place for second or third, we have some great prizes, and one of those prizes is actually a tour of the Ford Rouge plant down in Dearborn. So it'll be pretty exciting for the kids to take a tour.
If I can interject, last year the Gallup polling place did a survey of over 1,700 students nationwide, grades 5 through 12, and they found out that nearly 8 in 10 students in grades 5 through 12 say they want to own their own business, be their own boss someday, and 42% say that they think they will invent something that will change the world. So it's something that really needs to be cultivated, because these students, they're tomorrow's leaders, tomorrow's businesses. I'm particularly interested in them because they will be paying tax dollars to help support the Social Security system.
For us baby boomers.
So, you know, to recognize them and to give them encouragement and hope and a place to, show off some of their ideas. And, You know, it's important and it's exciting. Anytime you work with youth, it's an exciting time.
How far does the program go? You mentioned, you know, they're actually looking for a patent on one. Do you encourage these kids to do patents to protect their ideas? Because it seems like if you don't do that, it's easily taken.
We have actually, in that case, we did refer them to intellectual property attorney. And so they did obviously have some consultations, you know, with a patent attorney who advised them, you know, and probably did help them through that process. And so absolutely, if it's appropriate, you know, you do need to, you know, to try and protect, you know, your intellectual property. Absolutely.
Because if you want to go to all the trouble of creating something, you sure want credit for it, and
yes,
not
sir.
Somebody down the street.
Yes, sir.
Stealing it and calling it theirs. And the schools, I imagine, at this point must be actively involved in this already. This is not news to them. They've got to have something ready by the end of the month.
That's right. That's right. And matter of fact, a lot of the schools have had a year to prepare for this, and I'm sure they have been. So, no, it's an exciting time. Every school, you know, that is registered has something going, and we can't wait to see what they are. Matt had mentioned that there are prize levels involved, and this year the school that has the better idea will be awarded $1,000 cash prize, and we would like to make that you know, a larger contribution. So if there are any businesses or individuals out there that would care to contribute, no matter how much, to that $1,000, we will see that the entire amount is given to the school, and that they will get credit for it. And the way to do that, Craig, is to just write a check and send it to Challenge, care of Thumbworks and Marlette, and we'll take it from there. Any donations will be greatly appreciated by the winning school. The third prize, Matt had mentioned the second one, is an I'm starting my own business seminar, sponsored by the Michigan Small Business Technical Development Center, and that will actually be brought into the school on site. So three great prizes, but you know, 19 schools competing, there's no losers in this, no losers at all. So again, we're excited about it.
Do they just basically stand before you and give you the idea, or do they need to have a working model or charts, graphs, PowerPoint, or the whole works?
Well, of course, the more the better. That's the way it always is. But last year we saw presentations that didn't have any visuals, and we had some that had extreme detailed visuals. And again, their job is to impress the judges.
But you can over-impress if you go too far with the visuals and stuff. It's got to be the right balance that works.
Right.
And that's part of the learning curve, too.
That's right.
Terrific. But that's not the only type of ideas and entrepreneurship that Thumbworks deals with. You also do it on the adult level.
We do, Craig. We host and help to sponsor what we call Thumb Boost events, and actually those are statewide boost events that were originally started by the Great Lakes Entrepreneurs Quest, and there's a host of other, and the Blue Water Angels, and a host of other partners. We've kind of adopted that and put our own homegrown spin on it. Ours are Thumb Boost, and we have an event coming up on May the 10th in Marlette at our Michigan Works office, and it's you know, we kind of pitch it and advertise it as a kindler, gentler version of Shark Tank, if anybody has seen that show. But it's the same principle as the school-to-school challenge. However, this venue, you have 2 minutes to pitch to a panel of judges and the Blue Water Angels, and you have no visual aids. It is just you've got 2 minutes, so you really have to hit it and get it. The winners from that event, then they go on to actually pitch to a host of Blue Water Angels and other venture capitalists who are in the audience. And you know, obviously the goal is to get some seed money to, you know, throw behind your invention or your new product or service idea.
So no big biography of how you came up with this. You got to learn to say it really concise, really to the point, so that that 2 minutes can go by real fast.
Yes, it does go by very fast, and you know, probably fortunately, you know, some of the individuals who come to pitch, you know, they get about, you know, halfway through and realize they haven't really even covered the main thrust or focus of what they're trying to get to market. And but once your 2 minutes are up, the timer goes off, and you know, you're pulled off the stage. So
is that something you try to help them with? Because this isn't something regular people do all the time.
Yep.
That you know, maybe they need a little coaching, or at least, you know, practice time before somebody and says, you're not getting to the point fast enough. You need to cut some of this out so that you're saying everything you want said.
Yeah, we have some great partners. Like I said, the Michigan Small Business Technology and Development Centers are just a great partner. They have, you know, business counselors and advisors in all of the counties, you know, that we service, and you know, they do one-on-one coaching and consulting, and we connect them, you know, to those folks, and they get some really good advice and coaching. Great Lakes Entrepreneurship Program has coaches and mentors available as well. You know, we do some of that too, provided the time and capabilities that we have in-house. And the Mid-Michigan Innovation Center out of Midland has a lot of resources too to help people, you know, get ready and get prepared.
Do you need to do a search to make sure you aren't doing somebody else's previous idea? I mean, it may sound good, and you may have come up with it all on your own. You hadn't thought of anything. Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
But, you know, do you have to make sure that, you know, going in there, that I'm not pitching something that's already somebody else's registered property?
Yeah, due diligence is, you know, it is an individual responsibility. And certainly, you know, if it is a product, a new product, or, you know, a take on an existing product, you really do need to do some patent searches and make sure there's not existing intellectual property that you would be infringing on. And all of the coaches, mentors can help people do that. And
is that, you know, something you can do, say, on your own computer nowadays, or do you need somebody who knows how to research this?
You can do it on your own. The U.S. Trade and Patent Office website, and I think that's what it is, USTPO. You can go on there and you can do searches. You just need to dedicate a significant amount of time to do that. And, you know, if you have the resources available, certainly, you know, legal counsel is great, and they can definitely expedite that process for you.
All you have to do is look in the business section of the newspaper, and you see all kinds of companies protecting their rights to patents and such, and you don't want to get involved in that.
Yes, and you certainly don't want to, you know, get, you know, way out down the road and then discover it after the fact that
Apple's coming after you.
There's absolutely right, yes.
All right, and when is the next one coming up again?
That is May the 10th from 4 to 7 p.m. right at our ThumbWorks office in Marlette.
Are there slots still open? Can people who have an idea and want to start working towards that date, do they still have time?
Absolutely, and really now is the time, so we can get you connected to some resources if you need some help developing your pitch. And that's what it really comes down to. Most folks that come, they have a good handle on, you know, their product or their service, and actually, you know, most of them have a very good understanding of what the market will bear and how they're going to, how they want to try and introduce it to the market. What they really need help with is condensing their pitch into 2 minutes. It's a very challenging. And so we actually offer, a month before this, we'll offer a workshop to help people come and learn how to hone their investment pitch and get them ready. But absolutely, if you have an idea, and again, a product or service, you do not have to have it real far along in the process necessarily. You know, you may be in the research and development phase, and that's okay. But if you want to come and put it out there and you know, get your idea at least started or the process started, just give me a call, 989-635-3561, extension 239, and we'll get you hooked up.
Terrific. Matt, you also do some online job interviews that happen on a monthly basis. This is something that people who are maybe looking for work and have valuable skills can maybe take part in.
Yeah, absolutely. And Craig, this is where I say calling all employers. we've got, you know, just a great, really, it's kind of a hidden gem. And, you know, we don't have necessarily a lot of dollars to spend in advertising to try and promote this. So we're relying on word of mouth and just kind of our success stories to promote this. But it's, we call it the Virtual Job Fair Program. And we bring prospective job seekers to a location. We interview them live with a live interviewer. It's a 3 to 4 minute interview. And we broadcast that interview out. We stream it live out over the internet to area employers who want to tune in right from the comfort of their own office or their iPhone. If they're traveling anywhere, they have an internet connection or mobile device that accepts the internet. They can tune in and watch these 3 to 4 minute interviews of candidates, you know, who are looking for work. So it's just a fantastic program. We actually conducted we do these every month, the last Tuesday. And we had one yesterday, and we had 32 people that we interviewed, and it was again, hit it and get it. We started at 9, finished about quarter after 12, and we ran 32 people through the interview process, and it's a great program. Employers, companies who want to tune in, again, you can do it right from the comfort of your office. It saves you time and money. It gives you an opportunity to get a first look at a candidate. And we know, and employers know, that in a very competitive, job market, a lot of times the first interview, when you come on site to a company, they're not necessarily looking, at give me the best candidate. They're looking to narrow the prospective candidate pool down from, say, 25 down to 5, and so that first interview is really a pre-screening interview, and that's what we're providing. The interviews, Craig, are archived for 30 days, so we record them. If you missed the live broadcast, if you're an employer, you can log back in anytime over the next 30 days and watch those interviews at your leisure.
And we were talking a little before the program started that you kind of focus each time on a different type of business, so they don't have to sit through candidates that really have nothing to do with their business. One month you'll do manufacturing, one month you'll do something more retail, sometimes more medical, and that way they can see the kind of people that they're looking for.
Yeah, if you know our executive director, Dr. Pikla, you know that we don't often do the same thing the same way twice. So, but we do try and mix it up just to keep it fresh. And we do industry-specific job fairs. Last November, we had one just for the healthcare industry. We broadcast live from Marlette Regional Hospital. Coming up in February, the 28th and 29th, our virtual job fairs are going to be ag-specific. So any prospective employee who's looking for a job in the ag industry, whether that's driving a truck or working on one of the large dairy farms, doing retail sales at maybe Tri-County, whatever the case may be, we're going to focus on the ag industry, and all the jobs we're going to look to try and fill are going to be in that sector. So we do mix it up. We actually did a job fair just for veterans looking for work. And we try and mix it up and keep it fresh. And Craig, we've got some great partners, and we couldn't do it without them. Turner Arts, Casey Turner, who also has Thumb Magazine, is the production coordinator and video technical guru for us. And Kathleen Alessandro with Energize Solutions, a consulting management consulting firm out of Dearborn, is the interviewer. And it's a great partnership, and it's a great way for, if you're looking for work, you can get an interview in front of 30, 40, 50 employers, in 3 minutes. And that's pretty tough to do driving around the Thumb area in your automobile.
That's one thing that we always kind of stress, or at least in the workshops that I'm involved in. From the job seeker's perspective, you can spend countless hours and weeks in the job search process and in sending out resumes and then fine-tuning resumes and sending out cold call letters and whatnot, and it can really be kind of a frustrating experience. But with this this opportunity, with the virtual job fair, you are immediately having something that all of that job search and resume sending out is leading up to, and that magic moment, as I call it, is the interview. And as Matt had said, by 3 to 4 minutes, presenting yourself in a professional manner, going over some of your skills, which are what employers want to hear. They don't necessarily want to know where you've worked. They want to know what you can offer them as a company. You're able to do that and reach 40, 50, 60 employers, however many are tuned in at that particular time. And it's a very constructive, time-constructive, cost-free. There's no charge for any of these services for either the employer or the job seeker. It's a service that we've put out there and feel that it is a very important service. And by the way, we're the only agency in the state and the nation right now that has innovated this. So kind of entrepreneurial on its own part. Yeah. Get a patent.
Yeah, I think it's too late. We've been in the public square for too long. But I would say, or I'm going to take the opportunity, I guess, to be a little bit shameless, Craig. We do offer sponsorships for any company, any business, who wants to, in a sense, advertise or promote themselves during the broadcast. I mean, this is a television quality. It is top-notch, professional, and, you know, we will produce 2 to 3 minute video for you that can play in the background and at the intermission between interviews, and they're very affordable. We've had some great partners, Walboro, Trillium Staffing, and just to name a few, but we've had some great partners step up and say, hey, you know, this is a benefit for us. It saves us time, saves us money, and, you know, we'd like to help you guys invest. And, you know, they get to get their name out there a little bit, too. So sponsorships are available. Give me a call.
We're getting it. See how time flies. There are other things you wanted to talk about before we get too far along.
Okay, I would just like to mention right now, we value agribusiness, especially in a rural area, and with winter kind of being the planning time for a lot of agribusinesses and farmers, we like to sponsor workshops of their interest. Last month we had a Women in Business, Women in Agribusiness workshop, which was well attended by probably over 80 ladies from the 4-county area, and they had talked about things that were of interest to the support ladies of the farm and agribusiness who play a large role in successful operations. This month, on February 16th, we are going to be sponsoring a workshop called Pesticides and More. It is brought to us by the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program, and credits are going to be available for restricted use or RUP pesticides in 1A and 3B commercial core. And to break that down a little bit, that's pesticides that are used in field crops as well as ornamental plants, evergreens, and shrubs. So by attending this, you can pick up 3 credits and continued educational credits. It's going to be a half-day workshop starting at 9, concluding at 12:30, so it's going to be action-packed. But again, 3.5 hours of your time invested for 3 continuing education credits in pesticide agriculture would certainly be worth the time, Craig.
I know a lot of farmers are looking for MEEP certification on their farms, and if you handle pesticides on the farm, I'm sure everything they talk about is going to meet those specifications, so it's probably a good learning right there.
Yeah, by all means. And again, this is offered at no charge. There is limited seating, so we would really appreciate if you plan on coming to pre-register. And that's kind of how we can keep track of it. The earlier you register, the better.
Well, you like to know that you have enough materials for everybody showing up. Sharing doesn't always work when you need to take it home at the end of the meeting.
Very true.
Other things going on at FunWorks?
Yep, real quick, Craig, one of our other programs that has been very beneficial and successful is called Experience the E for Entrepreneurship. We offer monthly workshops. They're the last Wednesday of every month in Marlette, and we just pick, you know, industry leaders, companies, private companies, to come in and talk about, you know, some of the hot topic issues of the day as it relates to entrepreneurship and business development. Next month, on the 29th in Marlette, we're bringing the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center to Marlette. They're going to talk about websites, and they actually have a very good web analysis tool that for free they will take a look at your website, provide you with some recommendations, and then if you want to do some follow-up and make some improvements to your website, there's a fee-for-service type of model that they use.
In today's business world, that's probably a lot of how people first meet your company.
Absolutely. It really is very important today. And real quick too, one other thing that I really wanted to put out there for any company, manufacturing or agribusiness typically, but anybody who's looking to increase their exports internationally. The SBA and the MEDC have released some set-aside money to help companies really look at new markets. And so if you are not exporting yet, or even if you currently do export, and you know maybe you're in the China market and you want to look at some other Southeast Asia companies, there is a 50% up to 50% reimbursement available for you to participate in trade shows overseas. You can hop on an airplane, you know, go to some trade shows. There's some other Gold Key services through the Department of Commerce that can actually get you connected to companies and executives in those companies for some one-on-one meetings. And it's a great program, and you can certainly contact Carl Ozentoski at the Huron County Economic Development Office, or us, or the Michigan Economic Development Office to learn more about that. We're going to actually bring a workshop to Marlette too to get people more familiar with that. So again, growing business or trying to grow business, and if you're thinking about looking at some new markets, it's probably already in the budget for a lot of our area businesses. And you know, if there's some resources available, take advantage. And you know, it's a good program.
Terrific. Other things going on at Thumbworks? I know there's an office here in Bad Axe. People can stop in there, I assume, and get information on the programs you have. But a lot of it's down in Marlette, where your central headquarters is where things happen.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of the actual work happens in our service centers, Craig.
Really?
I mean, those are the individuals that dedicate their lives and for a good cause, and that's helping business and certainly people that are looking for a job become employed. But if we have a minute, just some of the services that are offered in the service centers on a daily basis. We have 60-minute workshops, where if you're looking for work, you can find out about job search, interviewing, using social media as part of your job search endeavors. And resume writing assistance is available by appointment. We have what they call TechnoSmart Training Bites every Wednesday in every service center. And it's not a credit class as to how to use the computer, but it's a class where you can brush up on some skills or learn some new things about a computer that you haven't known, or that you just are unaware of. And that is a free service as well, and probably one I should actually attend because I'm not real computer savvy. Other things that we offer are the Transferable Skills Initiative, or TSI. It's a common notion that folks that have lost their jobs feel as though that they have to be retrained in order to use some of the skills that they used on the other job, and that's not true at all. A lot of the skills that we learn in our jobs and everyday life are transferable to new and different skills for a different type of employer. And Craig, some of the things that we are weakest at is to be able to identify our skills.
Always your own worst critic.
You are. I remember one time talking with a gentleman who was in agriculture, had agriculture background all of his life, and he was forced to look for a different type of employment. And his comment to me was, as he says, "I don't have any skills. I farmed all my life." And this gentleman just didn't know that he was a walking abundance of skills, marketable skills that any employer would love to have. So
I would think truck driver, welder, all kinds of things have to come into play there.
By all means, by all means. So if you're questioning what skills you have, what will transfer, visit any of our service centers and ask for TSI or Transferable Skills Initiative. And Craig, we will be happy to help out.
And Craig, most people, you can find probably all this information also on our website at thumbworks.org. So if you need to get some more information or find contact information, you can certainly get it there.
Well, I appreciate you taking time with us today. It wasn't that painful, was it?
Not at all.
It's like a job interview.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
Our guests today on the program have been Matt Hahn and Jerome Lewis from Thumbworks, their main office in Marlette. They have satellite offices in each county, including one in Bad Axe, part of the Michigan Works Agency. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.